brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, April 29th, 2013. I'm Jakari Jackson along with David Knight. This is the Alex Jones Radio Show. Alex Jones will be joining us at 11:40, so stay tuned for that just at the bottom of the hour. Also, we have guest host Gerald Salente, and Alex will be interviewing William Jasper from The New American, so definitely look forward to that. David, I see you have a few articles there.
Yeah, Jakari, we've got a lot of information breaking about the CIA's connection to the Boston bombings. There was one in particular, Uncle Ruslan, it turns out, and this was covered on InfoWars, but actually I think the story was broken by Sybel Edmonds. I don't know. She covered it on Saturday, but she's actually been covering the CIA guy that's been associated with Uncle Ruslan for a long time. This is not news. She was actually on, he was actually on her rogue gallery that she had, American Deep State Rogue Gallery, and there were some gag orders put on her, but she's been writing about his connections to setting up Islamic false flag operations throughout Turkey and Chechnya and the Chaos Stan area, essentially, for quite a long time. We're going to be having an interview with Sybel on the nightly news tonight, so I want everybody to tune into that because it's going to connect a lot of dots, a lot of things that are not being reported by the mainstream media, but that all really kind of tie into this bombing. And like I said, this Graham Fuller, the CIA guy that has connections to Uncle Ruslan, is right at the center of all of that.
Exactly. So be sure to turn into the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central. Dave and I will be hosting. Now, I just want to go over a few articles in this short segment. This is available on InfoWars.com from Washington's blog. Multiple polls. Americans are more afraid of the government than terrorists. Now, since 9/11, we've seen people give up all kinds of liberties and the promise, and I just say the promise of security. But we have this article right here. It says, according to a pair of recent polls, for the first time since 9/11, the 9/11 terrorist hijackings, Americans are more fearful of their government than the abuses of terrorists. And you can see they want their constitutional liberties as well. The poll suggests Americans are hesitant to give up any further freedoms in exchange for increased, quote, security. And I like how the article says it right there. That's all it is the promise of security.
That's right.
So, David,
you know, I think it's interesting. If you look at this article a little bit further down, what it says is that right after the 9/11, it shot up to 71% people saying that they would give up their freedom for security, promise of security. And then it kind of held there for a couple of years, and then it started dropping. And what's interesting about this poll is the timing. This is one day after the bombing, and it was pretty close, but there were, you know, it was like 45 to 43%, you know, that were 45% said, no, we don't want to give up any liberties for this. So that was kind of interesting. The other thing I find interesting is the way that poll broke down. Democrats overwhelmingly still are behind the idea that government can make them safe. Okay, 51% to 36%. Republicans were essentially equally divided. Independence was where our hope lies.
Yes.
Now, because the independents, it was only 29% willing to sacrifice their freedom for the promise of security. 58% said no.
And that's what we keep seeing. People are waking up. It's the paradigm shift. People are getting new information, new sources of information. They're turning away from the mainstream and going to alternative sources. And even InfoWars, don't believe what we say. Go and check things for yourself. And speaking of people who took things into their own hands, I want to do this quick article, Dave, and we can come back with your thoughts. 30 arrested in New York during rally against drones. Now, this is at the Hancock Air Force National Base. And it says a group of people lying on the base's driveway were arrested. Charges include disorderly conduct, obstructing a government administration, and loitering. So it just makes me laugh that, you know, the simple act of lying on the ground non-combatively is now viewed as obstructing justice or disorderly conduct, I should say, obstructing the government administration.
Look at what Bloomberg does in New York. I mean, I remember stories about people who couldn't smoke, guys who had a barbershop that couldn't smoke in their shop, so they stood out in front of it, smoked a cigarette, then they got a ticket for loitering for a couple $100. So.
Golly. Okay, well, this is the end of the first segment. We'll be back right after this break with more news.
Stop. Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mother's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. Jakari Jackson and David Knight sitting in. Alex will be joining us at 11:40, so stay tuned for that. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you see the article right there. Bilderberg sleuth Jim Tucker dead at age 78. So our condolences go out to Jim and his family. Alex talked about it yesterday on the Sunday show. I'm sure we'll have more information coming up a little bit later on. So I'll throw back to David. David, you had more points you wanted to make on our last topic.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about people waking up and realizing that government was actually a bigger threat to them than terrorism. And the actuality of it is very true. When you go down and you look at the actual actuarian figures and see the likely cases of how people are going to die, It's a little known fact. But according to the U.S. Department of State, only 17 U.S. citizens were killed worldwide as a result of terrorism in 2011. That's the year that we have, most recent year we have statistics for. That includes deaths in Afghanistan and Iraq,
right,
and everywhere where we're at war. Only 17 people.
And people will use that as the as a talking point. Well, that just shows TSA works. Well, TSA isn't really catching anybody, because even situations like the underwear bomber, TSA didn't stop that guy. It was the passengers on the plane.
That's right.
That jumped to action, not the TSA.
That's right. And as Alex has pointed out over and over again, you know, things like drowning is way up there. I mean, you have people that drown, that's like 18,000 people, okay? 1,000 times more likely to drown than you are to get, you know, hit by a terrorist attack. But of course, we all know it's things, diseases like heart disease, cancer, that sort of thing. That's really what you need to worry about.
Car accidents.
Exactly. But it is, you know, when it's the absurdity, just like we saw in Boston, one teenager with no military training or experience, and we find out he had no gun on him, and yet look at what they did in terms of martial law in Boston. That was to establish a pattern. That was to establish a pattern of the way the police can operate, and we're already seeing them repeat that pattern in various other cities or two other places where they did it just this last week. They're setting a pattern just like they did with SWAT teams. Mm-hmm. You know, that came in with a police chief in L.A., and everybody said, oh, look at this, and before you know it, it spread all across the country. We're going to see these types of tactics all across the country. Now is the time for people to get active at the state and local level. Find some representatives who are going to be on your side, or elect some who are going to be on your side, and start getting some accountability on police and stop this militarization and take it back another step and say, we're going to hold police accountable when they use tasers as whips or they do other things, violence that we see no accountability happening at the local level now. But it's really going to get out of hand unless citizens get active and demand some accountability and some essentially an effective bill of rights, you know, from local police. It's what we really need to see happening now.
Exactly. Because people don't want to get active. They think, well, I mean, people have the idea that you can work at the national level, and you can. I do encourage you to contact your national representatives and such, but you have to get at the local level. You have to go talk to your sheriff and your police chief and your city councilman and your mayor. And if you're like us here in Austin, maybe they might not be the best representatives, but I mean, if you can vote them out
differently,
get some people in there who will do the will of the people, not the will of the feds or, you know, Joe Biden or whoever else. So, and speaking of Joe Biden, this dovetails over to the President Obama report. Obama spent twice as much time on vacation and golf as the economy. Now, this is out of Breitbart, and you can see that he spent more time on the golf course than he did in any type of economic meeting.
You know, I might say that might be a good thing, Jakari.
maybe it was a good thing.
Maybe it's a good thing we don't get all the government that we pay for. You know, if I would hate to think if he was enacting a rigorous economic plan on us, what that would look like. So let's encourage him to go golfing more.
my deal is, you know, he spends all this tax money to go play golf with Tiger Woods and, you know, whoever else. And I don't know what all he has going, but then he sends his daughters on these $1 million spring break vacations to Mexico and so forth. And, you know, you got the Secret Service and, you know, guys hiding in trees trying to make sure nobody's trying to talk to him and all this stuff. It's just, it's over the top. It's a waste of money. Meanwhile, you can't take a tour of the White House because of sequestration.
Yeah. Well, they're royalty, you know. They're our American royalty. And they live a lifestyle, the rich and famous, and then some. It's just pretty amazing. You know, talking about money, this is an article that's on InfoWars. The more illegal immigrants that go on food stamps, the more money J.P. Morgan makes. Mm-hmm. How about that? It turns out they've made over $500 million just on processing fees for people who are getting food stamps and that sort of thing. So they get anywhere from 31 cents to $2.30 for every single person on food stamps. Mm-hmm. So they're making hundreds of millions of dollars off of this. And when you see this kind of thing happening, it's no wonder that you know, we have a welfare state. It's just like the welfare state, just like the military-industrial complex, is being run largely for the benefit of the big corporations and banks at the very top.
Right.
Just like you see a $500 million tank that the Army doesn't want. You see fighter jets that the Air Force doesn't want. You see a vertical takeoff and landing plane that the Marines don't want. And yet, you've got congressmen from both political parties pushing for these things that the military doesn't want. Why? Because it makes money for the people who are really running this. That's the military-industrial complex. You know, the Army doesn't want the tank. The Army doesn't want the war, most of them, right?
Right.
Because they're going to be the ones who are going to be fighting and dying in it. But the wars and the tanks are what make the money for the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about.
And people, you know, they can't see the connection that these people make huge sums of money off of war. They don't make money in peacetime. Mm-hmm. You know, they have tanks and guns and bullets and other things that they profit off of, and people just can't wrap their head around the concept that maybe we're starting wars unnecessarily to push that type of agenda.
Well, think about it. It's a durable good, right? One of the problems that they have in the automobile industry is that they started making cars that were much more durable. They wouldn't wear out in just a couple of years, so they're not able to sell them that often. You go back to the 70s, it was only in Sweden that they were making cars that would last for 11 years or whatever, right? But because of competition, Detroit started making cars that lasted longer, so they're having some problems. Now, if they were military-industrial complex type of mentality, what they would be doing, they'd be sending out agents to sabotage traffic lights and traffic signs so they could create accidents so people would die or whatever, but they'd have to replace those cars because that's what the military-industrial complex is doing when they manipulate foreign policy. And in the same way, we see the welfare state being manipulated for the benefit of bankers and big corporations. In this situation where J.P. Morgan is making $500 million, they have a flyer that they give to Department of Agriculture, gives out to people on food stamps, and in boldface, underlined, it says in Spanish, "You need not divulge information regarding your immigration status in seeking this benefit for your children."
Mm-hmm. And we talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
And I gave the example, you know, I'm definitely against biometrics, but in the state of Texas, you have to get your fingerprints taken to get a Texas driver's license. I don't like it, but that's what I had to do. But we see in other states where they're telling immigrants, you don't have to give your fingerprints or whatever else. Just come get your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a similar thing with the entitlement programs.
Exactly. You cannot have an open borders and an open-ended welfare system, right? I remember years and years ago, they used to have this thing called the Nolan chart that they would do in the Libertarian Party, see where people were trying to get them out of this left-right paradigm. So it basically changes this straight line into a two-dimensional space. And they would have like 10 questions on personal liberty, 10 questions on economic freedom and that sort of thing. And one of the questions would be about open borders. And my position on it was you cannot have open borders. I mean, you cannot have open immigration unless you first end the welfare state.
Mm-hmm.
And it will bankrupt you. And that's basically what we have now, though, is that we have fully open borders. They've essentially opened the borders, but they are hyping up the welfare state to a new dimension. And what that means is that it's just making people who are working legally in this country, is burdening them, and it's also keeping people who really do need some help from being able to get it because of the massive amount of money that's being wasted and misdirected.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge amount misdirected and going to people who don't really need it. People can't get the assistance that they need. And, you know, it's like, say we talk about entitlement programs, you know, if you need something temporarily, that's one thing, but you're not supposed to be on it to the point where you become dependent, lifelong recipient of this thing. And it's definitely hurting people because they don't want to get out, or they don't know how to work, maybe I should say.
Yeah.
And they're so entitled to getting their check in the mail every month that, you know, they don't know how to go out there and fill out job applications and, you know, work a 40-plus hour week and so forth.
Well, what's in it for the corporations like J.P. Morgan is, of course, money. But what's in it for the politicians? The reason they push this is they want you to be dependent on them.
Mm-hmm.
And just as we said before, there's a left-right division here. And for the people on the right, they want to get you afraid of Islamic terrorism, even though, like we just said, only 17 people worldwide, including theaters of war, were killed by terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
They want you so afraid of terrorism and Islamicists that you're going to come running to them for safety.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people who are on the left, they want you dependent on them economically.
Right.
And so in both cases, politicians push this agenda because it empowers them and it takes power away from the people.
Exactly. Now I want to move to international news and our news blitz here. I have this article right here. Powerful blast injures up to 40 in Prague. A powerful explosion badly damaged an office building in the center of the Czech capital Monday, injuring up to 40 people. Authorities believe people still may be buried in the rubble. So definitely our thoughts and prayers go out to the people in that location.
That's something that it's amazing because Sibel Edmonds was talking about how Americans knew so little about Chechnya,
mm-hmm.
that they were thinking that the Chechen area was actually Czechoslovakia.
Oh, yeah.
And now we have a terrorist event in Prague, Czechoslovakia, so that's going to even make the American public more confused, I guess.
Exactly.
Well, get a map.
So let's take a look at some more. Israel points finger at Iran over drone from Lebanon. And this is what we've been hearing, that various drones are going to start popping up in various parts of the Middle East, or more drones, I should say. And we'll see. Israel believes that Iran's Revolutionary Guard was responsible for the unmanned drone launched from Lebanon that was shot down in Israel's airspace on Thursday. So you can see the helicopter right there. This doesn't show a drone. That's a helicopter. But it's something that's going on out there. And, you know, drones aren't just international. They're coming home. They already are home. They're on the U.S.-Mexico border, U.S.-Canada border. They're flying around. People say, why don't you use them to shoot Chris Dorner and shoot the guys in Boston? But we'll have more on this on the other side.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm here with Jakari Jackson, and we're filling in for the first part of the show, and Alex is going to be joining us in a little bit. He's going to have an interview with William Jasper from The New American, and the last hour of the show, we're going to have Gerald Celente, so don't miss that. Now, We were talking, and we mentioned it just briefly before in the first segment, about Jim Tucker passing away. Jim Tucker, of course, is a person who was on the trail of Bilderberg for decades, pretty much single-handedly. And you know, Jakari, when I think about Jim Tucker and his struggle for decades in obscurity, what it reminds me of is William Wilberforce, a guy who, if you go back and look at history and look at it was chronicled in the movie Amazing Grace. He had some connections to the fellow who wrote that song. But William Wilberforce was somebody who, for decades in Parliament, tried to educate people about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pretty much by himself, and he was up against huge economic interests of the day. But he had to wake people up to the moral issues of slavery, and he was successful just before he died. And, you know, in a way, Jim Tucker did the same thing. Not only was he laboring in obscurity, but he was also trying to wake people up to slavery.
Right.
But it was waking us up to our own slavery, waking us up to the slavery that is that has put us in chains out of ignorance.
And people don't think that they're slaves. Like,
exactly.
I heard the quote, the only reason Harriet Tubman didn't free more people because more people didn't know that they were slaves.
Yeah.
They're just used to living that way.
That's right. It's the normalcy bias. And so what Jim Tucker was trying to do was to wake up people to the powers behind what was going on. And we know now from documents that were leaked just a couple of years ago, we know that all the way back in 1955, they had planned the euro as a way of controlling that entire area. They had planned the unification of Europe to control it. And these were bankers. And they weren't doing this for benign reasons. They weren't doing this to make the area more efficient. They were doing it to destroy it so they could take control of it. And we see those plans coming out now. And for decades, he was the only one talking about that. Well, he passed away this just a few days ago, and Alex did a tribute to him because Alex knows him very well. And let's cut to that tribute right now.
Well, it's Sunday morning here at the end of April 2013, and I just got the word that my old friend Jim Tucker passed away. One of the last of the old gumshoe straw hat journalists, who was a sports writer until the 70s when he discovered writings by a man named Pegler for other newspapers who had exposed a private secretive cabal that had been meeting in Jekyll Island, Georgia, the same place they met in 1913 to establish the Private Federal Reserve. And Jim, over the next 30-plus years, fought an uphill battle to expose the Bilderberg Group, with the media saying it didn't exist, just like J. Edgar Hoover tried to say that La Cosa Nostra didn't exist, organized crime, in the 50s. We all now laugh at that. But if it wasn't for trailblazers like Jim Tucker, we wouldn't know about the real top-of-the-pyramid global mafia, the Bilderberg Group. They've now released documents in Italy in their Supreme Court where the Bilderberg Group has been caught being involved in staged terror attacks and other organized crime activities. Documents have been leaked by WikiLeaks with Henry Kissinger saying, "We do illegal immediately, unconstitutional is harder." And thanks to Jim being ridiculed and attacked, but knowing he was right, he forced this out in the open. It's what one man can do in the beginning. And then others began to join him. And over time, we were able to expose this cabal. And now Rolling Stone magazine yesterday came out and said, "We owe the conspiracy theorists an apology. There is a private corporate secret cabal, one world government, LIBOR and beyond. The entire world economy is manipulated for insiders. It is fascism. It is crony capitalism, the opposite of liberty. And we owe people like Jim Tucker a real debt of gratitude." And that's why I'm here in the Ozark Mountains. And I wanted to share the beauty of these woods with you out there as we remember Jim Tucker, demonized by the media. They said he was insane, he was a liar, but no, he was proven right. And now Bilderberg is mainstream news, and now the globalists can't operate in the dark. See, first they want to deny they exist, because once you have a debate with them, they will lose the debate because of the politics they're involved in. They're tyrants. So they wanted to just hide and make the world think that they didn't exist. But they can't do that anymore, thanks to people like Jim Tucker. And we continue to walk in his footsteps now. We continue to stand with Jim and continue his work and others' work exposing the New World Order, because men and women come and go. We're born to the world, we grow up, we die. But what matters is our body of work. And Jim Tucker's body of work will live on forever. And so this is basically my short eulogy to Jim Tucker, who was a great guy, a fun.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. Jakari Jackson and David Knight filling in. Alex will be joining us this segment in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. We just saw the video, the eulogy, I guess you could say, of Jim Tucker by Alex Jones. And speaking of Bilderberg News, David Knight, you have some more information on that?
Yes, actually, it's an article from the New American, and we're going to be talking to William Jasper. Alex is going to be interviewing him. And this is an article that he wrote about a week ago, and it really ties in what we're talking about here. The Council on Foreign Relations had a meeting, and listen to this. They actually have a guy who is a director of a global governance program there, okay? And they had a conference that John Kerry went to, and this is covered in the article by William Jasper. And the title of the panel discussion was the G20, Prospects and Challenges for Global Governance. Mm. And, you know, global governance, when you look at this, the perfect beard for it is climate change, because that's a so-called global problem.
Right.
But it's also, they can also use a manufactured liquidity crisis, just like the Federal Reserve was created after the manufactured liquidity crisis of the 1907 crash. And we're coming up to the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, so we need to take a look at the roots of that. But now we see the same sort of thing happening in Europe. And listen to this quote from this conference. This is from Ian Bremmer, who's president of the Eurasia Group, and they actually have this on video. He says, the EU is much more significant. There is a real subversion of sovereignty by the EU that works. There's a real subversion of sovereignty. Yeah. Keep that phrase. Yeah, repeat that to yourself over and over again. That's a good thing from the standpoint of the Council on Foreign Relationship. And it's also a good thing from the perspective of the Bilderberg people. Mm-hmm. Right? They're looking to, they're open about their intentions to subvert national sovereignty and to create a global government. Now, you can talk about the difference between global government and global governance. I would argue that that's a distinction without a difference. We need to be aware of the fact that they have historically done this. You know, climate change is something that they've used to justify this, but it's also a global governance, but it's also been their MO to use liquidity crises, and that's what we see happening now in Europe with a vengeance.
And climate change is one of those big deals, because I believe Obama talked about it in his inauguration recently, climate change being one of the driving forces behind his new campaign, besides, you know, taking your guns and other civil liberties. And we see guys, Al Gore, many other people saying that, you know, polar bears can't swim. Alex has, you know, famously shown you those clips and so on. But that's the thing that they're going to push, because remember, it was global cooling, there was global warming, and then it was global cooling, and now somebody spits on the sidewalk, that's climate change, and you have to give all your money to Al Gore. And my question to people when I meet people, like I talked to somebody at South by Southwest when we went out there, and I'm talking to this guy, and he's all excited, he's all pumped up. You know, I just came from seeing Al Gore, you know, talk about climate change. And I say, so you believe in climate change? He's like, oh yeah, you can't deny it. And he's like, we have pollution and we have all this stuff. And I was like, well, sir, we've always had hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and so on. And then he said, well, we have all this pollution. I was like, yes, we do have a pollution issue on this planet. But saying, you know, because somebody throws away their pack of fries to cause a hurricane doesn't make any sense.
They need to understand that actually I was talking about how the bankers are using this, you know, creating liquidity crises in order to restructure sovereignty. Actually, climate change is really kind of the same sort of thing. When you look at these carbon credits and these carbon exchange systems and everything, it's got a lot of similarities to the Federal Reserve. You know, when you look at the private Federal Reserve, we pay them for the privilege of them printing our paper money, okay? And we borrow money from them. Why should we borrow money? Why should we pay them to do this? That's a function of government, not a function of some private entity. And what Al Gore is looking to do on a global basis, and these other people, he's not the only one, but he's heavily into this, what they're looking to do is to set up some kind of a climate Federal Reserve, if you will, these carbon tax credit exchanges, so that you will pay them for the privilege of anything that you do in your life that generates heat or carbon or anything that you do, essentially, you're going to pay a privilege fee to these private organizations. And, you know, that's what they're looking to do. They're essentially trying to set up a Federal Reserve that is climate-based, that is carbon credit, carbon exchanges-based. So they're going to get very, very, very wealthy off of that if everybody that engages in any kind of activity has to pay them an indulgence fee to do so.
Oh, yeah. And you tied that together very well, David. I want to go on to something else before Alex joins us in the next couple of minutes. U.S. spy, quote, spy, held in Venezuela is a filmmaker, his lawyer says. A U.S. citizen detained by Venezuela on accusations of spying is a documentary filmmaker who had accreditation from the South American country's Electoral Council to observe elections this month, his lawyer said today. Timothy Tracy was arrested at Carsa's, sorry, I can't pronounce that, Simon Bolivar Airport on April 24th as he was leaving the country and charged yesterday with conspiracy, the use of false documents, and delinquent association. So there's a guy who's out there just trying to get to the bottom of what's going on out there. You know, he's a documentary filmmaker. We've seen this other places with journalists and other people being detained, being killed. And this is just another guy, you know, who's just out there trying to expose what's going on.
Well, it's hard to say. You know, I don't want to.
Yeah, always take these things with a grain of salt. This is, you know, one of the earlier reports, so, you know, things right. may come out. But thus far, just going off this article, you know, we have to, you know, look into what this guy's doing out there.
But it is coming from Bloomberg.
So. Yeah, yeah, that's another big red flag.
So we don't know. I don't want to throw this guy under the bus. He may be genuinely be a documentary filmmaker. Who knows? I mean, the more we look at all that, it's like I said, we've got an interview coming up with Cybel Edmonds on the nightly news tonight. And the more we look at all the CIA fingerprints all over this Boston bombing, and I tell you, listening to her series of Gladio Part 2, and if anybody doesn't know what Operation Gladio was, do yourself a favor and look it up, even if you just take the time to read a Wikipedia article. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely amazing, and it is very central to the idea of false flag terrorism. And what we see is that the campaign of terror that was going on in Italy in the 1970s was attributed to communist organizations, but it was really an attempt to stop the political gains that communists were having in Italy, and it was really carried out by NATO operatives mm-hmm. pretending to be communists. And she argues that Gladio has been continuing in the Middle East and Turkey and in the chaos stand areas, as Gary North is called. I believe it was Gary North that gave it that name. But she argues that that's been continuing on, and she did this series back in January, and it has a lot of ties now that we're seeing open up with this bombing narrative that just happened in Boston. So check out that interview tonight on the Nightly News.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for that. And guys, let me know when Alex has joined us. I believe he's about ready. But in the meantime, I'm going to go to this next article. U.S. Navy experimenting with drones and blimps. They're going back to blimps to fight Caribbean drug smugglers. In the wake of budget cuts, the U.S. Navy is turning to older technology in the war on drugs. And you can see it right there, the blimp. I'm not sure if that's the current type of blimp that they're going to be using, but there's an image of it. So we see just more surveillance.
Well, when we talk about blimps, I think about bloated things, right? I mean, if you want something that's bloated, let's take a look at what if they really want to stop drugs, they could stop like 90% of the poppy-based drugs by stopping the CIA from growing them in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and yet we see an article here from the New York Times where millions in CIA ghost money has been paid to Afghan president's office. They called it ghost money, he said, because it came in secret. And it left in secret, so
right.
It's ghost money. But, you know, it's a known fact, and it's been documented. If you don't believe the alternative press, you can look at the mainstream press, the New York Times. They've documented it over and over and over again, how the production of poppy seeds, and of course from that you get cocaine, heroin, a lot of, you know, hashish, a lot of different drugs are derived from poppies. That had essentially dropped to very, very low levels mm-hmm. under the Taliban. When we came in, we actually have, the New York Times actually has pictures of American soldiers assisting with the production and transportation.
Yeah, I believe that was on Fox News. Geraldo was mm-hmm. out there, and the guys were like, we don't like growing this opium, but that's what we have to do. Otherwise, the farmers will come after us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, our hands
like,
are
you got, yeah, you guys can't take a couple farmers.
But it's we got to prop up their economy, and their economy is based on selling drugs to the United States. So let's jump it up. So it goes from like 10% of the world supply to like 90% of the world supply overnight.
All right. And I do believe Alex is ready. Alex, can you hear us?
Yes, gentlemen. I'm here listening to you talk about how our government controls the cocaine that comes from coca leaves down in Central and South America and is on record shipping it in. And, of course, the opium that is then manufactured and turned into the stronger heroin. And that's a fact. Another one of those stubborn things that just hangs out there in plain public view. But for the ignorant, they just say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. The government wouldn't be arresting us and putting us in their private prisons if they were shipping the drugs in. Well, of course they make it illegal to make the market more lucrative so they can selectively arrest anybody that tries to compete with them. And I know that most of our listeners know this. Most of our listeners are aware of this. But there are just so many examples of this throughout history. And for the radio show, I know we've got a stack of special reports we haven't even gotten to yet from the last week that are on PresentPlanet.tv that we should air here on the radio, but there's just so much breaking news. We should do a whole report on the opium wars that came at the end of 100 years, roughly, of European occupation of China, and how they used China's foolish decision to make opium illegal as a way to take over city by city, the British with opium, and take over the police and the local constabulary. Because when you make something illegal,
that's highly addictive. I mean, think about this. This is how they legalize slavery today. They say, if we catch you using a product that's highly addictive, that we advertise in movies and TV, that we sell via prescriptions as well, the prescription version of, if we catch you using it, then we're going to put you in a prison. But then in many of these cities, the only jobs you've really got above McDonald's, if you're lucky, is selling drugs where you can make large profits. And then the police just kind of selectively, when they need to fill the prisons, go and arrest a few of the drug dealers. I mean, for the naive out there, there's two different worlds, more and more I realize. There's those of us that are aware and those of us that aren't aware. And then in between that are those that are predatory who are aware, who try to attack and demonize those of us that are moral, who are trying to stop what's happening and try to keep the other group in the dark. They try to keep them in the dark for life. And a great example of that is out of the Washington Examiner today up on Infowars.com. I got it from DrudgeReport.com. And it's national editorial. No federal endorsement for Southern Poverty Law Center. This is exactly what we should be talking about. And it turns out that shooters and killers and people take the news of Southern Poverty Law Center demonizing libertarians and conservatives and then go and shoot and attack and kill people. Floyd Corkins, 28, learns his fate July 15th when he returns to federal court in the District of Columbia for sentencing for his February 6th guilty plea for three felonies, including interstate transportation of a firearm and ammunition, assault with intent to kill while armed, and committing an act of terrorism while armed. He could be sentenced to 40 years in federal prison. We have that clip last week up on the site where he said, "I did it. I went and attacked." Because this was a group that criticized homosexuality. Now, again, whether you agree with that or don't agree or are neutral on the subject, the point is it's people's free speech. They shouldn't be attacked. I mean, my God, they're teaching kids, you know, how to masturbate at age five via the federal government. I mean, that's pedophilia, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual. But see, you still don't say that anybody should go shoot Jocelyn Elders for pushing that years ago. Absolutely not. We should shoot her down with the words, with the truth, not with a gun. Even if he gets only half that much jail time, Corkins will forever be known for entering the Family Research Council's Washington headquarters on August 15, 2012, and firing three shots before being subdued by a wounded security guard. And he went on to say he did it because of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and there have been other attacks things that go on. And, you know, my point is the Southern Poverty Law Center, it came out in federal court documents that Jesse Trinity sued and got the different newspapers, especially in Salt Lake, reported on this a few years ago. He was able to get the documents in federal lawsuits over his brother's death, and also because of Carol Howe and other informers that blew the whistle, that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the command base that was in command of McVeigh, who himself was another Pentagon infiltrator who they just set up. And see, why did I say watch the Boston bombers be on CIA payroll and being flown around and being protected by the State Department in the stands, Dagestan and other areas? Because they don't even let you go there and come back, basically, nowadays, unless you're part of that. It turns out, sure enough, they were. That's the big elephant in the room nobody wants to talk about. I mean, bare minimum, they were allowed to attack, and they knew that they were extremist nutballs, and they protected them. That's now come out, you know, four different. First it was one, then two, then three, then four federal agencies knew and stood down. Boom, false flag, period. You know somebody's going to do something. You open the door for them. You help them. You're involved. It's a false flag to take liberty and freedom and distract the public. But getting back to this, Southern Poverty Law Center comes off like a bunch of, you know, dope-smoking, trendy hippies. That's kind of their public face. I even ran into one of their employees one time, and he was like, "Oh, we're not that bad. We're just hippies." And I'm like, "Don't give me that crap." He goes, "Well, actually, we do spend like $30 million a year in security alone." They get hundreds of millions of dollars. I forget the number. It's in the hundreds of millions. Guys, pull up annual. But I think maybe in like 5 years, they got something like $200 million from the feds. I forget the exact number. The point is that it's their job to go out and demonize anybody that's a liberty lover. And then clearly they have sister organizations via the FBI, like Hal Turner, who I said for a decade was definitely an FBI asset. Because he would say, kill judges, kill people, by the way, go after Alex Jones, almost every time he broadcast. And some of the most vicious people coming after me were mentally ill white supremacists wound up by Hal Turner, who is now in federal prison because when hackers got into his email and released the fact that he was a, quote, national security asset above FBI, speaking to through the FBI to a group above FBI. That's Justice Department. That's Eric Holder and his cutout group in my research. Groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center that are at Justice Department and above, because they use foundations that can act outside of oversight to basically get away with anything. And so, again, when those hundreds of emails got released with him being handled by the FBI, that's how lazy they are. Like people wouldn't find out that he was getting, you know, he wasn't going to a park to get his orders in a satchel like you're supposed to if you're, you know, one of these operatives historically. You just do it via email. And there he was trying to wind up. That's what they called it. Mentally ill extremist ex-cons and people to do bad things. And of course I knew he was a Fed, attacking me every day, saying kill judges over and over again for years, never getting in trouble. I mean, most people that attack us, you go look them up and they're saying blow up the Federal Reserve. I mean, if I said that, there'd be police cars in an hour wherever I was. I mean, police cars, boom, handcuffs, gone. Because I'm not a globalist. I'm not a Fed. And they would know, oh, we don't control that. Alex isn't a Fed. But when they do this stuff, they get away with it. So it shouldn't just not get federal funding. It shouldn't just not get federal funding in the hundreds of millions of dollars over the years. It should be investigated by Congress, because this is the group trying to radicalize politics and demonize anybody that is anywhere near a constitutionalist, anyone that admires freedom. They are authoritarians posing as liberals. We'll be right back with a bunch of other key news on abortions and how they're trying to cover up the...
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin-nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Okay, folks, Jakari Jackson, David Knight will be riding shotgun a little bit with me in the next hour. They're kind of like Houston, and I'm up here on the space capsule. If there's any technical difficulties, they'll pop in. Also have some news updates. William F. Jasper, I don't have his bio in front of me, but I know he's been editor of the New American from time to time. He is going to be joining us coming up, because we wrote an article last week for the New American Magazine dealing with the EU and bankers bragging that they're an authoritarian system. So I think it's important to get him on to talk about kind of the history of the John Birch Society, too, that's been so demonized. They just count on you being dumbed down and, oh, that's that discredited group. Like, Alex is discredited. We didn't buy any bullets. Or, yeah, we bought a bunch of bullets, but it's no big deal. Yeah, they're discredited because the bullets aren't to shoot you. Now, getting back to the Southern Poverty Law Center, they have the expanded definition of hate. And I went to SourceWatch. Their assets are at $189.7 million, and they've been known to raise over $100 million a year, according to their 501c3 tax filings I'm looking at from sourcewatch.org. So I knew those hundreds of millions numbers were accurate. So it's $189 million in assets, 0.7. They get fundraising, but also federal funds. And just a few weeks ago, we saw the Fox News article showing the Army manual saying all Christians, Catholics, evangelicals, you name it, are next to Al-Qaeda and are extremist terror organizations. That's Fox News. And I recognize the flyer graphics because I've seen it in so many federal documents at Southern Poverty Law Center. About 80% of the time, it's their just you know, their documents with a new name on it. And then about 15-20% of the time, it's ADL. And I've learned how they look. They're very lazy. I mean, you just keep regurgitating the same lies. And the expanded definition of hate is families are hateful. Being white in and of itself is hateful. Of course, they're mainly white. It's just all about divide and conquer. They're the ones selling racial division. And now you've got Billy Graham's son pushing their line. You've got the Southern Baptist Convention. Might as well just come out for the Communist Party USA. This is the takeover. They're all moving right now in their cultural revolution. By the way, it's not going too well for them. The problem is they're in power, so they're getting what they want done while waking everyone up. And, David, you've done some reports on this specifically where they then had Army colonels come out and vomit Southern Poverty Law Center trash all over everyone. Tell folks about that.
Well, just a couple of weeks ago, we had an email that surfaced that attacked both the American Family Association and the Family Research Council. And the Family Research Council is the organization that you led off with. This guy who was inspired by the Southern Poverty Law Center went in and started trying to shoot people up. And this Lieutenant Colonel Jack Rich sent out an email to his subordinates. It was quite a lengthy list of subordinates that he sent this out to, warning them about specific groups. And one of the first couple ones he warned about were the Family Research Council and the American Family Association. He said they were hate groups. He said they didn't share Army values. And what he was doing was linking them together with the Westboro Baptist people, who truly, in my opinion, is a very hateful group. They're the ones who show up.
Oh, come on. You know, I bet a lot of money those guys are federal funded.
Yeah, right. But
I mean, I've seen long extended films of them, and it's definitely a big act.
But it's really crazy. You know, Westboro Baptist Church, or whatever, they're absolutely insane. But the American Family Research, the American Family Association, Family Research Council are very mainstream evangelical Protestant organizations, and they are not hate organizations, but they're labeled as such because
and they're also now more and more getting shot up. And the people say they did it, you know, because of the Southern Poverty Law Center groups affiliated with that.
But here's the interesting thing is that they asked for, and I don't believe they've gotten an apology from either that Lieutenant Colonel Jack Rich or from the Pentagon disputing what he said, because, of course, we've seen report after report from
what is the Pentagon involved in rural affairs? What is the Pentagon in the rural council? What is the Pentagon doing saying Christians are bad, Army don't look at it? This is a domestic, hardcore, collectivist takeover, communist funded by offshore banks that want to break this country. And whether it's the Army, the FBI, or local police, they are all trained by open, un-American scum who now are going after mainline Christians. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.